Hi, Cyber Knowledge. Welcome back to the podcast Cybersecurity Without Adversity. Get comfortable and get started. On this occasion, I will talk about the survival route in the face of a cyber attack. It seems that I always talk to you about the same thing about cybersecurity, it's like that. That way the gaps can be filled in the event of an incident or a vulnerability that can be exploited. In that sense, without sounding negative, it is advisable to have a survival route in the face of a cyber attack, and it must be contained in the continuity plan in the event of an incident. One of the first thing to do after being victimized by a cyber criminal is not to panic. It makes you want to, but it's true, but you have to behave like Captain America and fight and identify the type of a cyber attack we were the victim of. That way you can know if there is a data replication abroad or it was just an infection, and if the infection it is of the kidnapping and ransom type. The good thing about ransomware is that it tells you immediately and saves you the time to identify the type of a cyber attack. Another thing that must be done urgently is to identify patient zero and isolate it to identify the cyber criminal's entry method. Another of the measures is to check if there are backup monitoring policies, and that's it. And these are updated, and not only that, they are also decentralized. That is, that the backups are hosted on servers outside the site of the infection, because otherwise, it only remains to tell the managers of the organization or company, sell and abandon. It seems tragic, but this is the reality. If the type of infection was only a data leak, well, there is no big problem with the operation of the organization or company. But if it was a malware of the kidnapping and ransom type, and on top of that is new, we will have to graduate from Mr. Robot. But nothing, everything will be fine, as long as there is time, space and coffee to pull off the forbidden tricks and solve the crisis. Remember, be safe without navigating the seas of the internet.